Afternoon, listeners. You're listening to the Beth and Heidi Show on URN.
That is correct. We've got some very special guests now with us in the studio because this is a new feature Beth and I have got going. We're going to call it the Generation Game.
Because we haven't stolen that from anyone.
No, sorry, BBC. But it's so exciting. We've got Beth's parents in the studio.
Hello.
Right, of course, posh mum.
And we've got our very own. And we've got Jack with us in the studio as well.
Hello.
Love this. So basically what I've done is I've taken a load of songs from a range of years, and I'm going to test your sound, well, your music knowledge. And if it's correct, you're going to hear a noise like this.
That's right.
And if it's wrong, you're going to hear this. How are we feeling?
You've put too much work into this, Heidi.
I was here for 3 hours the other day doing all of this. It's not like I'm spending all my time on this.
And can we set some ground rules that all the songs are from before 1980?
No.
I can't promise you that, I'm afraid.
Should we just leave now?
Yeah. We're not going to win this at all.
Are we going to write our answers down and then reveal them at the end? Or are we going to do it as we go along?
I think do it as we go along.
Okay.
Okay, I feel like you're all going to know the first one, but here we go. Here is song number one.
Is it on buzzers or do we just have to shout?
That is a good question. Yeah. How do we find out who answered the question first?
I think I'll play the whole clip and then I'll just ask you how it is. If you know it.
Okay.
Right, but then what if we say the right answer and then give them the right answer?
We can just say, yeah, we need them.
Have you thought this through, Heidi?
No, I haven't, okay?
Why don't you give a question to one team?
Yeah. There we go.
We'll do that. Okay.
Have you ever been on radio before?
We'll do that.
Honestly, I could set rules for anything.
I love that. So, who should go first?
Oh, the parents.
The guests.
Yes, of course. Right. Right, this is your song.
If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
What are we thinking?
No, it's Fatima.
Oh!
Too old. You're like crying.
We're crying with pain.
Oh no! Do you know who like performs it? Like the artist? No.
Yes.
Oh, do you?
Go on then.
And I can't remember what they're called. Mm.
I think we might have to pass it over. Yeah,
oh, poor form.
Poor form.
Disappointed.
And as soon as they say what it is, we'll go.
Oh, you.
So
I think you will.
So we have to answer it now.
Yeah.
Beth, do you know?
I'm going to let you take this one.
Do you want any guesses just before I answer it correctly?
I know it, but I'm going to let you take it.
Okay, I would like to guess Snow Patrol with Chasing Cars.
That's right!
Yay! Well done!
Dad, that's one of your favourite songs.
We knew that one. Right, okay, so Beth and Jack, as you got that one correct, I'm going to ask Mama and Papa Hig another one. And I if you don't know this one, then I'm going to be quite shocked.
There's a go, surely.
No, I feel like you're going to get this one, so we can level it out.
Nice.
Yeah, right, here we go. Okay. This is your song. Right, that was your clip.
Okay.
It's ABBA.
Yes.
Mama Hig gets this
Mama
one.
Mama Hig gets this one. It's ABBA, and does your mother know?
That's right.
Yay! I knew that.
I think it loses its ring a bit when Pierce Brosnan isn't singing it.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. It is now 1-1. So this is all to play for. Right. Beth and Jack.
Okay.
This is your one. Well, that was quite long, so I'm hoping that kind of helped.
I know the name of it, but I don't know who sings it.
Can I stab a guess that it's called Hit Me With Your Best Shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, that was nice. Nice little clip in the clip.
I only know it from Glee.
You only know it from Glee?
Yeah.
Who's a Glee. Name a famous female singer and maybe it'll be right.
Okay.
Like Tina Turner?
No,
we didn't. That was enough. That was a discussion. That wasn't enough.
Yeah, I think...
We're having a discussion.
Oh. I don't know many females like famous. So, I got like no one comes to mind. Obviously, no lots of famous.
So
female
no,
singers,
you're getting
but, like,
you're getting one of these.
What
I'm
about
afraid.
What about Janet Jackson?
Janet Jackson. Okay.
Right. Just throwing a
Mama and Papa Pig. Do we know who sang it?
Absolutely not. Was it Pat Benatar?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Well done. Oh my goodness, in the excitement, I completely broke my ring in my top. How exciting.
12 points to us.
Yes, exactly. So now
that
actually
makes it 12-2, doesn't it?
Yeah,
no. That's another new rule. Jackson, Beth, you need to do some catching up.
No.
Okay, so now.
That was a real. I'm very impressed with that one.
I love
That's
that.
A good guess.
Okay, so, Mr. and Mrs. Higginson, this is for you now.
He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own.
Who was that?
Silence in the studio
you
is a good thing.
Sorry.
It might be that version, yeah.
You can't hear anything when you're thinking.
Absolutely no idea.
The only thing I would go is something like Sister Sledge or
Sister Sledge.
Diana Ross and the 3 Degrees.
I'm afraid that's gonna have to get one of these.
That'll be Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Yeah, that as
well. Jack and Beth, do we know who that was?
I'm on the wrong team here.
We're going to go with...
We're going to stab a guess. The version of the song...
Yeah.
Beth thinks is...
Amy Winehouse.
That's right!
Well done! That was Amy Winehouse with Tears Dry on their own.
Good knowledge.
Knowledge.
Not a guess. Yeah.
So what are we on now? 2-2?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, Beth and Jack, this one is now for you. We know?
Yeah. We didn't even have to have the full clip.
Oh, okay.
What is it, Beth?
Just go for it.
Is it Someone Like You by Kings of Leon?
I can only give
or
you
lose
half.
Or Somebody. Lose Somebody by Kings of Leon.
You Somebody. Yeah. Congratulations.
That's right.
I was about to be like, nope.
They're getting
Kings
a bit cocky now. If they're only having half a clip, I think, you know.
I know. They're getting a bit extreme.
Rather than salt in the wound.
Now, if best parents know this next one, I'm going to be very impressed.
Okay.
Boom. 2 + 2 = 4. -1, that's 3. Quick maths. Everyday man's on the block. Smoke trees. See your girl in the park. That girl was a uckers. When the ting went quack, 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 you man were ducking.
Any ideas?
One rapper and that's Stormzy.
Pretty good guess, I'm afraid.
That's wrong.
But I'm afraid that's wrong. Jack and Beth, who was that?
This Man's Not Hot.
By
Big Shaq.
Big Shaq.
That's right.
This is the final one now, and it's all to play for. So this is whoever can get it first, okay?
Oh, okay.
I feel like we've got...
Tense.
I feel like you two can do this, okay? I've got faith in you.
Oh.
Here we are.
Try to forgive, but it's not enough to make it all okay. You can't play on broken string.
Oh,
we know it!
Jack and Beth know it!
We know it. That was broken.
Wait, hold on. Is it, whose go is it?
No, it's all playful.
Oh, it's all playful.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Say it, Beth!
That was Broken Strings by James Morrison.
That's right!
Congratulations!
You should know that.
I was going to go with James Blunt, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, first name.
Almost, mum, almost.
Yeah, I only get half.
Well, that is the end of the song quiz for the Generation Games. Best parents, did you enjoy your time in that
Wonderful.
Little game?
Thank you very much for humiliating us.
You are an.
You're listening to Beth and Heidi
on University Radio Nottingham.